My name is Brian, and you are listening to, of course, you know this, Clarity Radio. Wow, it's been some time. I've had quite an experience last week that I really want to share with you. And it was a tough experience. In fact, I've been told that this broadcast is going to be the toughest radio show for me to do emotionally. So let's get into it. Last week, I actually died. Yes, it's true. I actually died. I died for 2 minutes, and I died in my sleep. Now, what was interesting about this whole situation is that I did not know at the time that I died. I didn't know. It was only the next day, the following day, I was getting flashbacks. I was getting dreams, like strong visual dreams of the experience. Then it was the third day, and I said, Father, did I actually die? And he says, yes. I go, wow. Oh, my gosh. And so I started to discern that actual experience. And, I mean, I was surprised. I was really surprised. I was more surprised that I was still here if I died. And even up to that situation, individuals who are gifted were saying, Brian, your heart. You have to check your heart. And I would check, and there would be something there. And the Father says, I'm going to be okay. Of course, even though I died, I was still okay because I came back. But there was a reason for me to die. But leading up to that event, about 30 days prior, while I was sleeping, 3 o'clock in the morning, I would wake up. I opened my eyes. I would see these ghost figures. And it wasn't always the same person. It was someone that I didn't know. At least I thought I did not know them. I couldn't really make out their face clearly, but it was like two seconds. Then I could see the man, the woman. And they were usually staring over me. They were like maybe 10 inches away from me, and their face is right in my face. Of course, if you're not accustomed to this behavior, you're going to be spooked. I was spooked a little bit, but I get used to that spirit realm because I can see in the spirit realm. And so I asked the Father, are you going to get rid of these entities? Are you going to kick them out of my home? And he said, no. And I said, oh, so should I worry about these individuals? And he said, no. And I asked, are they evil? No. Are they good people? Because I didn't know what they are. I called them people. And he says, they're good. That was it. But it was only after I found out, 3 days after I had the death experience, they were there to receive me on the other end. They were told that I was going to die. But I had no idea I was going to die. And it was scary. Some nights it was scary. It was maybe 1 or 2 or 3, 4 people in the same room. It was scary. I'm trying to figure out why are they there. And so going back to the actual experience, what I do recall, my death experience, it was like a dream, but it wasn't really a dream. But I was on the other side. I was in this room. And the best way to describe the room, it was like a hospital waiting room, but big enough to hold at least 500 people. It was a big, big room. And there were, as I recall, 2 doors. And for some strange reason, I had this thought that I'm in there to have surgery. I'm there to have heart surgery. And I'm getting tired. I'm getting sleepy. Then there's a woman. I don't know who this woman is. And she tells me, sit up straight or stand, but don't sleep. And I didn't understand what she was talking about. And she must have said at least 10 times because I wanted to just sleep. All I recall is I just wanted to go to sleep. And that whole experience, what I realized, if I had gone to sleep, I would have really passed over and I would have died. And I would not have come back to my body. And so I did not go to sleep. And after, the 3 days after, I was discerning, I was asking the Father about that experience. And I asked all those people that was in that room, did they all die? And he says, yes. Whoa. And so I'm thinking about the next question to ask. And I asked a question. All those people who died, did they die of a heart-related disease, complication, etc.? He says yes. And that spooked me. that really spooked me, because then I asked, so is it true that everyone who dies of a heart-related issue crosses over and ends up in this room? But he said it wasn't everybody, because some people go somewhere else. But he said most people will end up in this room. And then I asked, so if someone dies of cancer, is it possible they may end up in a similar type of room where everybody in the room that's present, they also died of cancer? He says, yes. And I mean, the experience that I had, it was so real. I was not afraid. That was very interesting. I was not afraid of the experience. I think partly because I love God so much and the Christ works through me that I can feel God's love every day. And that makes me feel very secure. And I knew that I would always be okay, even if I died. But I did not completely die. I came back. Then I asked the Father, still 3 days later, these two doors, what's this all about? He says, one door is for those who will go to hell. Folks, I'm not making this up. Then the other door, one would enter into a bar door situation experience, B-A-R-D-O. And the Buddhist is very familiar with this belief. For some reason, I was not entering into hell or bar door. I was just there. But at the same time, I'm thinking in my head, I'm going in for surgery in this dream experience. But it wasn't a dream. It was something I actually experienced. And then I asked the Father, why did I have to die? And he said, you were spiritually under attack. Of course, I wasn't surprised. When you have my gift, you're basically attacked every day from the dark side. Your family's attacked. And you spend much of your time saving your family and saving yourself from extremely wicked, evil people. And they don't care. But yet they pretend to love me so much. It's tough. It's really a difficult situation. But was I angry? No. Did I forgive them? Absolutely no way, because that's the job of God. Did I let go of my anger? 100%. Did I let go of all the oaths, vows, promises, you name it, any agreement that bonds me to these people who did this to me, I let go of it. I even asked God, in the event, past, present, future, if I did forgive them, I asked God to forgive me. And I asked, so why did I end up dying? The Father said, because you made vows and you forgave them in another incarnation. So I came back into this incarnation, which your soul carries prior incarnations, whether it's from the past or from the future. And my soul had that memory. And my soul gave them permission to do this to me. So 3 days later, I'm having this deep conversation with God. And he revealed more to me. And he said, check, prior to you dying, did you have a spirit stem cell to trigger this death? And I discerned, and I did. That's been since lifted off me. Then he said, check your other stem cells. And I had a whole bunch of spirits on me from the dark because I made oaths to them and I forgave them. That's all been cleared. Because even up to, not yesterday, the day before, the angel of death was coming for me. And I said to my wife last night, the angel of death is coming for me tonight. And she said, not tonight. You can do something about it. So I went upstairs and sat down with the Father. Are you going to allow the angel of death to come for me again? I've already died once. He says, no. Then he walked me through how to heal myself further. And I did that. Now I am free. That's why I'm doing this radio broadcast. I'm free. But if I did not do the healing of last night, I would be dead in 10 days. So the experience really gave me a super awareness of what I need to do with myself and how to check myself. But the problem is, I wasn't able to do this before. I've spent close to 6,000 hours through the years of cleansing this planet, cleansing myself. And I thought I had cleansed myself until one day there was something that was lifted, which the dark side put in place where people of the light could not get to the core truth. And that was lifted. And so since that's been lifted, I've been able to get to the core truth. I've been able to learn the past 1,000 years. I thought we were all subject to sowing and reaping. But the dark side fooled us. They took control of this matrix. They took control of the 100% free will of the universe. They took control. They fooled everybody. They were able to pass all their bad karma to those of the light. And they didn't care. The world politicians were attacked by these people. The politicians had a gun to their head. Not anymore. That if they don't sink the economy, take us into World War III, that they're going to be punished. This is real stuff. Because in the last month, 2 months, 3 months, what I see out there, it didn't make sense. How certain situations were being handled by world politicians. It just didn't make sense until it was revealed to me the truth. So I'm now back. Yes, I'm tired, but I know I'm not myself. But I'm going to get back to where I was prior to crossing over. But it made me much more humble and much more appreciative of God, Christ, the spiritual council. They gave me a second chance. That's why I'm here. And so when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about my experience crossing over and where I stood in front of the spiritual council headed up by Christ. And I'm going to share that experience with you when I get back. Thank you.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Okay, I'm back. October 15th, year 2020. And we're going to continue sharing my experience with you of dying and crossing over and coming back. So it's a blur. This part is a blur. But I was able to discern it afterwards. I had an experience where I stood before the spiritual council, and Christ headed up that council. And all I felt was love. I could feel how much Christ, the council, loved me, and I loved the council. And it was shared with me and given the responsibility to come back and talk about my experience all over the world. And I was told, again, the last 1,000 years, the dark has ruled. Today, the light rules. So everything was controlled by the dark. We're talking hell, Bordeaux, purgatory, this planet. They had a infrastructure set up to have control of our minds. That infrastructure no longer is working. Christ has promised that things will improve. And I discern, and I actually remember this part saying to Christ the council, why do you want me to go back? And I was saying to them, every day they want to kill me. They want to send energy to kill me. Every day. They put blocks on all my work. And I give a message, they put blocks on people who receive that message, and they threaten them in the ethers that they must not accept the message. This is the dark side. And they've got the light side, politicians of the light, they have a spiritual gun to their head that if they do the right thing, they don't take the planet into World War III, they're going to be punished. On a conscious level, they don't understand this. They're going to say it's not true. But their true subconscious, who they really are, they know it's true. And I was getting really, really upset that how can you have me go back every day to repeat the same experience? Then I was told the power that the dark has, the true power, is being taken away. And he said, I want you to go back. This is what I discerned actually happened. I want you to go back, and I want you to do those great things that you did when you were Einstein, Tesla, Benjamin Franklin. And I asked, did I have other lives where I was special like these people? And he said, yes. And I knew that. But he says, I'm going to give you access to all that is. And I need you to go back and bring mankind to a higher spiritual consciousness and a higher technology consciousness. And we are going to support you. And we will help you. We no longer want you to focus on the dark trying to harm you. I need you to focus on me. This is Christ. And I got a vision. I'm there. I'm crying. I'm actually crying. There's a part of me that says, I don't want to go back. I said, Father, I don't want to go back. It's too tough. And he said that he loved me. That was it. I went to the floor. And somehow he gave me the strength. It was tough. And I said, Father, you have to stop. You've got to stop those same individuals from harming me from the spirit realm. You've got to do it. And he said, I will. I said, please don't let the innocent be slaughtered. He said, they must have faith in me. They must trust. And he said, I want you to also be a healer. I will teach you what you need to know before you see someone. And he said, if they don't have the spirit of Christ on their stem cell, you will not be allowed to see them. He said, it's my children that truly believe will receive me. Because I know through the years, many people who have seen me, who has overcome their illnesses, It's because they had faith, five faith genes. And I know that the people who got COVID, who survived, they had five faith genes. But I also know that some of the people who died of COVID, they took on the karma of the dark side. I'm asking the council, please help us. I said, please help us. And then there's a moment of space, emptiness in my memory. It's like, I can't explain it. In this space, there's like a blank. Then I'm back with the council again. And I was told that I will have angels with me that will work with me and that will help others. Because believe you me, there's very few people I can talk to about this. For the most part, I'm alone. And then there's 90% of the information that I've discerned throughout time I can't share with anyone. It's very difficult. It's just me, the council, Christ. And the experience that I've gained is special. Because I know it's for real. I know Christ is for real. I know the council is for real. And I know the experiences that we may experience going into that room is for real. It's just in a different dimension. But it's for real. Some may say it's illusion. No. I say to me it's for real. And I know that when I cross over again, this time not for a long time, because I'm going to work hard to make sure I don't have that experience for some time. For the dark side, Christ was saying there's an opportunity for the dark to repent. But I was saying to Christ, they're not going to do that. I said, there's no way. I said, Father, they're too deep. There's no way. And he just said, leave that with me. It's not that I don't trust Christ. My experience with the dark, they just keep going and going and going, harming people. The light, they just don't stop. Maybe one will make it through and be rehabilitated, but I doubt it. But what I do know, the next 1,000 years, this planet will be managed by the light. And this is good news. The truth is, we were heading towards World War III, and that's been shut down. Now, there will be some people who may get this message, and they're there to basically prove me wrong and prove God wrong. But they will be stopped. This is the promise of the council. We do not need to go to war. But the dark's agenda is to try to take us into a world war, crash the world economies, hoping that COVID does not go away. And the panel said to me, again, in reference to this issue, leave it with me. Because I know how it's going to happen, that the Christ is going to, through energy, put thoughts into the world leaders, put thoughts into the scientists, put thoughts into the policymakers, and put thoughts into the media and make them all accountable. But give them thoughts of truth. But the ones that do not embrace these new truths, they're going to be going on a journey that is not going to be pleasant after they pass on. I know that because I saw the door. I saw the door that they would have to go through. It's for real. It's absolutely for real. And the council promised me they will send those who will help me bring the technology that I'm supposed to develop to the world. And he will send those with the financial resources to help me. I don't even have to ask them. They're going to be knocking on my door. I know that. I don't have to go out and search for it. Because the light is in charge now. The dark cannot stop the light. And it's not just me. Many other people on this planet who has been a victim of the dark, their family has been a victim of the dark, they're going to be helped too. So even though I'm not my usual upbeat self, I just need some rest, but I'm still okay. I'm still doing my work, but I'm not overdoing it. You know, so don't worry that I'm not going to talk to you. I'm okay, but it has been a very, very tough ride. It's been a real worry for myself, for my family, for my close friends around me. I mean, they knew something was going to happen to me before I knew it. They knew. When I was in trouble, they knew. They told me. But part of me did not want to believe it. I did not want to believe it. And what's really interesting is that I've been trying to lose weight. I weigh about 300. I'm 6'3", 6'4". And I've been trying to lose 50 pounds for years. And I had a spirit on my stem cell that said if I lost the 50 pounds, I would die. I also had a spirit on my stem cell, if I made lots of money, we're talking millions, I would die. And I just put my hands up in the air and I said, I can't believe that I missed this. I didn't see it. I'm gifted because I was blocked. I had a veil, a dark veil over me that would not allow me to be able to discern myself accurately. And that's been lifted. So that's what I've been going through. I'm trying to figure out how is it that I can't lose weight? Now, what's wrong with me? I would even not eat much food. I still don't lose weight. But if I did lose weight, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, it would come back on. And I understand this concept of me dying, having a spirit on my stem cell. I get it. Because the dark does not want me to be in a financial position to really influence this planet. They don't. That's been cleared. Then on top of that, I had spirits of my stem cells taking on other people's karma. I didn't realize that. And that's been lifted. So this day today, October 15th, year 2020, it's a new day. It's like I'm starting all over again. Ground zero. I'm starting all over again. It's been a real struggle. But I'm free. Now I'm going to go out and do the work I've been asked to do by the council. And I'm going to try my best not to do it with any criticism, judgment. And if I'm allowed to, I will try to help the world political system and even the politicians in the states. They had a gun to their head to take us into World War III. That's not the case now. The gun's been removed. I'm not worried about any politicians in the United States or in this country. It's a good day. Yeah, we're going to go through some bumps, adjustments. But that's going to be required in order for us to gain back what's been stolen from all of us from the dark. So I'm asking all of you to spend the rest of your incarnation getting to know the Christ consciousness, getting to know God, embracing the light, and don't do any malicious harm to anyone. So I'm here. I'm back. My name is Brian. You've been listening to Clarity Radio. I just want to say that I love all of you. Thank you.
Sit away. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know my bones. stare.